This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we are wrestling with a problem that I think everyone in business feels. It's that time-sucking, frustrating challenge of getting honest, high-quality feedback from your clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know the girl, right? You send out this long email survey, you hope for the best, maybe get a 5% response rate if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
And the data you get back is, it's just too vague. You can't build a real strategy on it, so you're left with anecdotes, and that is not how you scale a business.
That's absolutely right. And the sources we've pulled for this really emphasize that this is a, well, it's a critical structural problem. The quality of your future growth is basically determined by how well your service aligns with what your clients actually need right now.
Okay.
And those traditional methods, email blasts, general questionnaires, they lack two vital things, urgency for the client and the precision to target the exact clients whose opinions matter most.
Okay, so if the old tools are blunt instruments, where do we find the surgical tool? This is where our deep dive gets really interesting today. The solution we're unpacking is Google Ads.
Yeah, it's surprising to some.
It is. We're taking a system that everyone knows for customer acquisition, for finding new people, and we're turning it completely on its head.
We're introducing a methodology we're calling customer feedback campaigns. Think of it as repurposing this incredibly powerful targeting tech for strategic intelligence gathering.
I love that.
You're leveraging the same capabilities you use to win a new lead, but you're pointing them inward at your existing client base for these really specific strategic insights.
So our mission today is to lay out that framework, the why and the how, to basically turn your ad budget into an intelligence budget.
Exactly.
I love that framing, intelligence budget. So you're not just chasing prospects, you're using the chaser to interview the people already in the building. But, you know, it still feels a little counterintuitive. Why Google Ads? Why is it better than, say, a personal follow-up from an account manager?
That's a great question. Because that account manager feedback can be biased.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
The platform's native capabilities, they solve the problem of visibility and scale in a way that those one-on-one calls or those low-response emails, they just can't. When we look at the tactical advantages, four really stand out. Starting with visibility.
Right, because the problem with the inbox is just clutter. If I'm not expecting your email, it just gets buried.
It's gone. Exactly. So the first benefit here is high visibility. With Google Ads, your request doesn't disappear into that abyss. It appears directly in Google search results or on relevant sites through the display network.
So you're meeting them where they already are.
You're putting the feedback request in their immediate working context. It just has a higher perceived importance than another mass email.
Okay, that makes sense. It shifts the whole dynamic. But visibility is only good if it's focused. Am I not just wasting money showing these ads to people who aren't even my clients?
And that brings us to the second, and I'd say the foundational advantage, precise targeting. This is all done using what are called customer match lists. You actually upload a list of your client emails pulled straight from your CRM into Google Ads.
So you're telling Google exactly who to talk to.
Exactly. And the crucial part is this lets you target only those active or even past client accounts. You eliminate, you know, 99% of the noise.
So if I upload my list of, say, 10,000 active clients, I am only paying for impressions seen by those 10,000 people. That sounds incredibly efficient.
It is. And this really gets to the cost concern. A cost per click, a CPC, for this audience might be a little higher than a broad campaign, but every single click is guaranteed to be relevant. You're paying for verified intelligence, not a potential lead.
Okay, that clears up the ROI question immensely. So what happens when we start, you know, slicing up those lists?
That's the third advantage, segmented insights.
Mm.
Because you're building these lists yourself, you can run totally different campaigns for specific groups. You can target your high LTV clients.
Lifetime value.
Right, your most profitable clients. And you can ask them questions about future upsell opportunities.
And then I'm guessing you could run a completely separate campaign for brand new clients asking about, like, friction in the onboarding process.
Precisely. You get focused data that's tailored to their specific experience level. And this segmentation leads right into the final tactical advantage, measurable engagement.
How is that different from just measuring, you know, how many people completed the survey?
Well, with a traditional survey, you're just tracking opens and completions. With Google Ads, you're tracking standard ad metrics, which gives you so much more insight into how effective your actual appeal is.
You mean like click-through rates?
Exactly, click-through rates, your CTR. And the cost per conversion, for a feedback submission. You can tangibly go to your leadership and say, "We invested X dollars to get Y specific insights from Z high-value clients." It turns this fuzzy idea of feedback into a quantified intelligence investment.
Okay, a quantified intelligence investment. I like that. So how do we move this from theory into practice? Let's get into the implementation. The sources we have break this down into three really clear steps.
The whole process starts with getting the audience right. Step one is segment and isolate your audience. To get useful feedback, you need lists that match specific business questions.
Right. We've established we need to go beyond just a big list of all clients. What are the critical segments we should be building for this?
The sources point to three core groups that give you the most immediate leverage. First, your high LTV clients. You target them to understand what they value most and maybe what they'd be willing to pay more for. They are your growth validation group.
Got it. And what's the second group? This one is probably the most sensitive.
It is. The recently churned clients, these are people who left you in the last, say, 30 to 90 days. This list is your primary source for understanding and reducing churn.
Their feedback is going to be the most honest and probably the most painful.
Painful, but immediately relevant for preventing the next cancellation. They are essential for building what we call your retention shield.
The retention shield. I like that. Okay, what's the final group?
The new onboarding clients. They are perfectly positioned to give you feedback on those early friction points, setup frustrations, you know, the clarity of your documentation.
So that feedback helps you smooth out the beginning of the customer journey.
Right, and it directly feeds your content strategy. Maybe it tells you your help docs are confusing, or it identifies the exact SEO keywords you should be targeting for customer onboarding content.
So once we have those three segmented lists loaded into Customer Match, what's the key tactical requirement for the campaigns themselves?
Isolation. This is critical. You have to use display and search campaigns to target these lists exclusively. And the budget for these feedback campaigns has to be completely separate from your regular lead gen campaigns.
Ah, so no mixing the budgets.
Never. If your intelligence budget leaks into your sales budget, you risk showing feedback ads to new prospects, which just confuses everyone and muddies all your metrics. This is an internal intelligence budget. Keeping it separate is the only way to prove its ROI.
Clarity in budgeting makes sense. Okay, on to step two. Crash the high-value ad copy. We've got the perfect audience. We can't blow it with a weak message.
Absolutely not. The ad copy has to cut through the noise, you know, the resistance to taking another survey. It has to clearly state the purpose and offer a high perceived value for their time. It's about partnership, not obligation.
That changes the tone completely from do us a favor to let's build this together. How do the sources suggest we frame that in the actual ad headlines?
Well, they recommend framing it around influence and results. For your strategic high LTV clients, a headline should feel exclusive. Something like, exclusive partner survey, shape our 2026 roadmap.
So you're telling them their opinion directly influences the company's direction.
Exactly. And for newer clients who are maybe more focused on immediate returns.
What do we use there?
A more results-driven appeal, like, quick human feedback, help us improve your ROI. It promises a direct benefit to them. In both cases, you're not asking for their time. You're offering them influence over their own success.
And when they click, where are we sending them? The landing page has to be perfect, I assume.
It does. The destination link has to go to a concise, mobile-friendly survey page. This is not the time for a 40-question marathon. The survey has to be laser-focused on the goal for that segment. Satisfaction, missing features, friction points, short, focused, and actionable.
Okay, so we've targeted them precisely, we've used great copy, and they've submitted their feedback. That brings us to step three, which I think is the most important one. Analyze and action the data. If you don't do anything with it, you've just wasted money.
This is where it all comes together. This step is about integrating those insights directly into strategic decisions. We define the outcomes as providing two key things, growth fuel and a retention shield.
Let's start with the growth fuel application. How does this feedback turn directly into new revenue?
It's basically rigorous market validation before you spend a ton on R&D. If your high LTV clients are all asking for a specific new service, well, you've just identified a potential new retainer revenue builder.
So the data prioritizes your product roadmap for you.
It does. For example, if 40% of your VIP clients mention needing an integration that you had slated for Q4, this feedback might just move it up to Q2.
And how does it inform the marketing side?
It directly informs your content and your SEO. If new clients are constantly confused about feature X, that tells you that your documentation is poor and that people are actively searching for solutions to that problem.
So you can create content that answers that exact question.
Exactly. You can identify new high-intent SEO keywords to target. You're essentially letting your paying customers write your marketing plan for you.
That's a huge advantage. Okay, now let's talk about the Retention Shield application. This is where that painful data from churned clients comes in.
This is absolutely critical for stabilizing your client base. That feedback from recently churned clients is pure gold on your weaknesses. If they all cite issues with your reporting or a lack of support, you can use that to immediately refine your internal processes.
Can you give me a specific example? How does that data actually change a process?
Sure. Let's say churned clients consistently mention that your quarterly business reviews, your QBRs, feel more like a sales pitch than a strategy session.
I've heard that one before.
Right. That intelligence demands you revise your QBR template immediately. You shift the focus entirely based on that feedback. You get rid of the feature dump and focus on customized risk assessment and future strategy. That single change closes the gap that leads to future cancellations. It's preventive medicine for your LTV.
So this is where the whole perspective shifts. We're not just using an ad platform anymore. We're using a powerful intelligence mechanism.
That's the big strategic outcome. By systematically running these targeted feedback campaigns, you actually transform Google Ads from just an outbound acquisition tool into a powerful inbound intelligence gathering system.
It's a total flip. Instead of just pushing your message out, you're actively pulling strategic information in from your most valuable asset, your clients.
And the result of that continuous feedback loop is stability, predictability. It makes sure your service stays tightly aligned with what clients actually need, which makes all your other marketing more effective. When your product is validated by the people already paying you, your marketing just works better, LTV goes up, and growth becomes far more predictable.
So let's recap the core insight for everyone listening. High-precision ad tech can be redirected inward to systematically optimize your business strategy. It delivers concrete, segmented data where those generic surveys just fail.
They do. And the key is in that rigorous, segmented execution. But the most compelling takeaway, I think, is the ROI of this intelligence. We talked about that retention shield idea, using feedback from churned clients to stop the next client from leaving.
Which is data that's almost impossible to measure with traditional methods.
Exactly. So the provocative question you need to ask yourself is this. If you run a small, hyper-targeted Google Ads feedback campaign focused on that sensitive churn data, how might the cost of that campaign compare to the lifetime value of retaining just one mid-level client who otherwise would have walked?
Right.
By using this methodology, you now have a proven system not only to gather that intelligence, but to measure its cost and prove its value. It is the ultimate shortcut to scaling your business efficiently and intelligently.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.